Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Venture Capital Without Unicorns, A New Architecture for Startup Finance by James Thomason, is a startup finance and venture investing critique that argues the modern industry has been shaped by an unhealthy fixation on unicorn outcomes. Written from the perspective of a long-time Silicon Valley entrepreneur and fund manager, the book challenges the assumption that venture capital must be dominated by a power law in which a tiny number of massive winners determine overall returns. Thomason frames that distribution not only as a market reality, but also as something reinforced by the way common financing instruments and deal terms allocate risk, control, and upside. To address these misalignments, he introduces an alternative instrument called SAFER, described as a simple agreement for future equity with repurchase, and positions it as an open-source template for structuring deals differently. The book aims to offer founders, angels, family offices, and LPs a practical way to rethink incentives, reduce destructive dilution dynamics, and pursue sustainable outcomes without relying on rare billion-dollar exits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, challenging the unicorn mythology in startup finance. A central theme is that the venture ecosystem often treats unicorns as the default goal, even though such outcomes are rare and the pursuit of them can distort company building. Thomason argues that the cultural narrative around venture capital encourages strategies optimized for extreme valuations rather than durable businesses, pushing founders toward financing paths that can trade away control and flexibility early. The book does not deny that breakout successes exist, but it questions whether an industry built to chase only outliers is the best model for founders or for many categories of investors. By reframing success as something broader than a single billion-dollar valuation milestone, the book invites readers to consider how financing structures influence operational decisions, risk-taking, and time horizons. This perspective matters because the capital stack and investor expectations can shape product strategy, hiring pace, and exit pressure. The book's stance is that a healthier architecture would support more companies reaching good outcomes, not only a small number reaching astronomical ones, and that such an ecosystem can still deliver attractive returns when incentives are aligned. Secondly, power law returns is a product of instrument design. The book highlights a provocative claim: the famous power law of venture returns is not solely a natural market phenomenon, but is also reinforced by how standard venture instruments distribute outcomes. Thomason suggests that when financing terms are structured to concentrate upside in a narrow set of scenarios, investors and founders may both be funneled toward strategies where only very large exits truly work. In that framing, the distribution of returns is shaped by contract architecture, not just by entrepreneurial reality. This line of argument pushes readers to focus on mechanics: liquidation preferences, dilution dynamics, and control terms can change who benefits from moderate wins versus extreme wins. If moderate successes are systematically penalized or fail to clear the hurdle created by deal structures, then portfolios will appear to require unicorns even if many companies create real value. By questioning the inevitability of the power law, the book opens space for alternative designs that can broaden the range of outcomes that count as wins. The practical implication is that financial engineering is not cosmetic. It can influence investor behavior, founder decision-making, and the overall resilience of the startup economy. Thirdly, the SAFER instrument as an alternative template. Thomason introduces SAFER, described as a simple agreement for future equity with repurchase, as a core building block of his proposed architecture. The key positioning is that SAFER is engineered to address common misalignments found in traditional early-stage funding, where investors seek protection and outsized upside, while founders risk losing control or being trapped in a path that requires continuous fundraising. By presenting SAFER as open source, the book emphasizes adoption and adaptability rather than proprietary control, aiming to give market participants a shared tool they can evaluate and iterate on. At a conceptual level, the repurchase element signals an attempt to create different options around liquidity, ownership evolution, or resolution paths compared with more standard agreements. The book's focus is less on hype and more on the logic of how contract terms affect incentives across the lifecycle of a startup, from angel rounds through later financings. For founders, SAFER is framed as a way to raise capital while retaining more strategic autonomy. For investors, it is presented as a way to pursue yield with upside and clearer alignment, rather than relying on dilution-heavy structures that can make early conviction fragile. Fourthly, founder control, dilution, and the lived reality of later rounds. Another important topic is how conventional venture pathways can erode founder control and reshape cap tables in ways that surprise early supporters. The book speaks directly to founders who want funding without surrendering the business they built. and to angels who can see their early ownership diluted as new rounds arrive with different priorities. This is framed as a structural issue rather than a moral one. Later stage capital can come with terms and incentives that change the company's direction, governance, and exit preferences. Thomason treats these patterns as predictable outcomes of the dominant architecture, where the default instruments and norms prioritize scaling for valuation and maximizing optionality for future financings. By foregrounding dilution and control, the book encourages readers to think about financing as a sequence, not a single transaction. The early deal sets trajectories for later negotiations, board dynamics, and alignment between stakeholders. The proposed alternative approach is not simply to raise less money, but to structure agreements so that moderate success can still be rewarding for all parties and so that founders have clearer avenues to preserve autonomy when that is strategically important. Lastly, a multi-stakeholder framework for a healthier venture ecosystem. The book is explicitly written for several constituencies that often talk past each other: founders, angel investors, family offices, and LP allocators. That breadth signals an argument that changing startup finance requires more than founder savvy or investor goodwill. It requires instruments and norms that work across the capital supply chain. Thomason positions the new architecture as offering better risk-adjusted returns and more predictable alignment, especially for investors who are not built to swing for a tiny number of extreme winners. Family offices and LPs are presented as audiences that may value yield with upside and governance clarity, rather than the highest possible headline valuation. By tying the proposal to portfolio-level outcomes, the book frames change as an investment thesis, not only a founder protection move. The open-source orientation of Safer also suggests an ecosystem approach if adoption grows. Terms become legible and comparable, reducing friction and improving trust. Even so, the book acknowledges by implication that entrenched practices are hard to shift, which is why its emphasis is on a template and a rationale that readers can test, adapt, and use in real negotiations. In conclusion, Venture Capital Without Unicorns is best suited to readers who are dissatisfied with the default venture playbook and want a more structural explanation than simple advice to raise less or negotiate harder. Founders considering outside capital can use the book to understand how financing instruments influence control, dilution, and strategic pressure over time, and to evaluate alternative structures that aim to preserve autonomy while still enabling growth. Angel investors may benefit from its focus on how later rounds can wash out early conviction and why instrument choice matters to eventual outcomes. For family offices and LPs, the value is an argument that venture portfolios do not have to be engineered exclusively around rare outliers if the underlying contracts better align incentives and make moderate wins count. What helps the book stand out within startup finance literature is its emphasis on financial architecture and instrument design, not only on cultural critique or founder war stories. By proposing Safer as an open-source template and tying it to a broader rethinking of venture distributions, it offers readers both a conceptual framework and a practical starting point for changing how startup deals are structured. If you would like to support James Thomason, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.